The college basketball experience. Transfer portal mania, Georgetown Hoyas, and UConn Huskies strike edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their pick'em all season long for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and much more. Sign up today using that promo code TCESGPN for a 100% deposit match today. Plus, it's NFL draft season, so get on over there to the old-fashioned football as they're giving away some autographed NFL merch over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/off-contest. That is the OFF contest to enter today. Welcome, everybody, to the Big 12, or not Big 12, the College Basketball Experience. Sorry, I did a Big 12 episode just a minute ago. Go check it out. We're talking football mania, but hey, we're on the College Basketball Experience. If you're wondering who you're listening to, I am Moneyline Mac, a.k.a. the former video coordinator for Bob Huggins and Frank Martin, also known as... Another edition of the Mac tonight on the College Basketball Experience. Yeah, rocking solo here tonight. Just had to wait for the college football guys to get done. It is a Miller Lite night, so I got my white can over here somewhere. Here we go. Cheers. Miller Lite's cold tonight. It's summer. Summer's upon us. Baseball's on. NBA playoff playing games. NHL starts this weekend. Unfortunately, we do not have college basketball, but shout out to the chat. Dave, David, Tim. Appreciate you guys waiting so that we can get things rocking and rolling. If you got any questions in the chat, fire them away. We will do our traditional segment at the end where we'll open it up to you guys to have any questions answered. Kind of a light day, actually, in college basketball, which actually was not the worst thing in the world. The portal was somewhat quiet. It was more active early in the morning than it was in the evening. So that means that tomorrow's going to be batshit crazy because – regression. Even the portal has regression. But real quick, before I dive into the news for today and we look ahead to some of the visits we're going to be having later this weekend, because it is a big weekend with spring football games. It's when you want to get kids on campus. Guys want to fill out the roster. But real quick, I just talked about it. The NFL draft is 1 week and 1 day away. So get on over there, the old-fashioned football. They're giving away some autographed merch to celebrate. JSN, Travis Etienne, J.K. Dobbins, Frank Gore, and many more. Old-fashioned football. Come for the football, stay for the whiskey. That's what I like to hear. And go over there to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/off-contest, OFF contest. Let's go. Shout out to those guys, and shout out to Tim Green in the chat. How about the Mountaineers beating the old Pitt Panthers? Eat shit, Pitt, in the on the diamond last night. You know, we like to be Pitt in all sports, but let's talk some portal action. The headline today was in the nation's capital: Ed Cooley striking with the freshman Ivy League Player of the Year, Malik Mack, coming over. No secret that this was a top priority. He needed his point guard. I know he's a little bit undersized coming into the Big East, but Ed Cooley has been good at Providence, so with smaller guards. So I like the fit with Malik Mack. I think he's ready for the Big East. He proved it in his freshman year at Harvard. 17 points a game, 5 assists, good point guard, good feel, good vision. They just had Micah Peavy, who's kind of been everywhere, started at Texas Tech, TCU. He's a wingman. Utility guy. He's more of that 6'7", 6'8" wing that can guard multiple positions. So Ed Cooley got the culture going in year number one. They need to take a step here in year number two. And I know why Dave is in the chat. He's fired up because Dan Hurley struck finally. Terrace Reed comes over from Michigan to UConn. Really talented kid. Things didn't work out at Michigan for whatever reason. A lot of things didn't work out at Michigan over this last year. A lot of distractions. So 6'9", 6'10" guy, talented. 9 points a game, 7 rebounds. I think he goes right behind Sampson, and they continue to platoon that five spot. They could play him at the four as well, I think, at times. I think primarily at the five, Dave. I know you're talking about a two big system. They have liked to do that with Sanogo, to Klingon, now to Sampson, now with Terrence Reed. I'm going to blindly trust Dan Hurley and his staff, Luke Murray, Kamani as well. So that staff knows what they've been doing. They lost five out of their top eight last year, still won back-to-back national championships. You got to trust as a UConn fan that Hurley and company will know what they're doing. Look forward to seeing where they go next, how they replace this core that's leaving this year. Tristan Newton, Cam Spencer. We'll see what happens with Caravan. Klingon's going to be a top 10 pick. And obviously Castle. Castle's going to be a top 10 pick as well. So they're when they had Terrence Reed on campus for the parade, I think they had a good shot that they were going to get him. That's a good recruiting tool. Come this weekend, because we're going to raise banner number 6. And if you want to be a part of it, great. If not, well, go fuck yourself. So Terrence Reed's the latest UConn Husky. We'll see what Hurley and company do next. Speaking of Big East, we got a departing Big East member in Dre Davis. He's a 6'7", 6'6 guy from Seton Hall going to Ole Miss. So Chris Beard ain't messing around here in the portal in year number two. It's their third 6'6 to 6'9 guy. And if you remember, Chris Beard's teams at Texas Tech. At Texas, he loves having those 6'5 to 6'9 guys to switch stuff defensively. They were terrible defensively, even though they went out and bought two rim protectors. They could not guard a soul this year. It was weird for a Chris Beard team. Dre Davis comes in. He's a little bit of a junkyard dog playing for Sheehan Holloway. Joins Mike Keel, Browns Jones from Greensboro, Malik Dia as well from Belmont. So they're building things up there in year number two. We know Chris Beard can coach. And, Chris Beard's another guy I'm going to trust. Trust that he's going to bounce back in year number two. Another team. So it's very evident that the SEC has money, and SEC and Big Ten. Go check out Colby's College Football. They just talked about this, how with the TV agreements, the SEC, the Big Ten, they're going to start separating a little bit, which is how much money they're getting from these TV networks, ESPN and Fox. The SEC is buying everybody so far in this portal season, and Missouri is leading the pack. Marquise Wark, a 6'2 starter at Northern Kentucky, averaged 20 points. He was a really good player. He's a lefty, combo guard, can score, obviously. He's going to make the jump to the SEC. He's going to join Tony Perkins, so he'll play off the ball because Tony Perkins is a true point guard from Iowa. 14 points, 5 assists over there. And also Jacob Cruz from UT Martin. This is a pivotal year. Somebody signs with Missouri every night, so we break down how pivotal a year this is for Dennis Gates in year number three at Missouri after going winless in the SEC play. So this is a good start with two good guards in Perkins and Warwick, and we'll see where they go next. Transitioning over to the Big 12, my league. Federico, arguably the best name in college basketball, rim protector, 2 years at Pitt, decent role player, 5 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. That's what you were getting with him. Screens, role player, scores off dump offs, protects the rim. That's the main thing. So he's going to Lubbock, gives Grant McCaslin a much needed rim protector. They struggled on that front defensively last year. And he's going to join Kevin Overton, who committed last night or 2 nights ago, over from Drake, the freshman wing guy. So interested to see what Texas Tech looks like in year number two under Grant McCaslin with Federico protecting the rim. Speaking of big men, Cohen are leaving the Big 12 now. Victor Lakin, I can't ever pronounce his name. He's going down to the ACC at Clemson. And I think a lot of this is going to be pending on PJ Hall. He does have a year of eligibility still left. So interested to see if he decides to come back and exercise his fifth year at Clemson with Brad Brunell. But Lakin, 9 points, 6 rebounds, role guy, 6'11", good size, played at Cincinnati. He was better in the AAC. So maybe going to the ACC versus the physicality of the Big 12, it's more of a better matchup for him. A couple other names, Matt Alaco going from Princeton to Notre Dame, 43% 3-point shooter. Good piece there for Shrewsbury in year number two. Drew Thelwell going from Moorhead State to Iowa. So Iowa's been losing guys left and right in the portal. Finally get one themselves, 10 points, 6 assists. So they got a little PG there to replace Tony Perkins. Michael Nwoko is a freshman from Miami. He's going to Mississippi State. 6'10 guy, barely got on the floor. We'll see how he does going to the SEC. And Jackson Pawlecki, if I'm not butchering that, goes from Iowa State to Ohio. Shooter didn't get much on the floor in the Big 12 with Iowa State, but his freshman year he averaged 15 points at Wofford. So going back down a level, probably where he should belong. But yeah, that was the portal today. It actually was a little bit of, and some of the headlines, a little bit lighter on the scale, which isn't a bad thing for with how crazy it's been so far. Real quick before we touch on who's left, who's been entering in that whole nine yards, let's talk about Underdog Fantasy because, well, you guys have been following us all year long over at the College Experience. Promo code TCESGPN. You can play alongside your fantasy sports players all season long with Underdog Pick'em. Simply pick higher or lower. I got Trey Young lower points in this game right now and DeRozan higher. So stack those on top of each other. Get a nice payout opportunity. And their Pick'em special is back for Thursday and Friday's playing games over on April 19th. And you pick the player, stack them on top of winners. Eligible new customers that sign up the morning of April the 18th will win as or will have a chance to win as well and be eligible for the special. Make sure you sign up with that code right up top. Where is it at? Right there. TCESGPN. And Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That is Underdog Fantasy promo code TCESGPN. All righty. Like I said, lighter day in the portal. Not the worst thing in the world. Couple winners so far in the portal. I guess winners would be the name. I think you got to go Indiana. We talked about that last time with Ballo and Rice coming over. Indiana fans got to be pretty ecstatic. Louisville's been a good winner. Getting Hadley from Colorado, Terrence Edwards, Sunbelt Player of the Year from James Madison. Georgetown was a big get today with Malik Mack that we just talked about. Ole Miss, they're stacking guys, stacking up 6'5", 6'6", athletes for Chris Beard. Also Missouri, can't get any worse. Texas, unfortunately, has definitely been a big winner so far, bringing over the two kids from Indiana State, Julian Larry and Jason Kent, and then Tremont Mark from Arkansas. A lot of moving parts. I just saw Jemani Broome is coming back to Arkansas. He'll join J.P. Pegues from a couple nights ago. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Plenty of names in the portal. Names like Maximai Reynaud from Stanford. He's considered one of the top guys. John L. Davis from FAU, Final Four point guard. That was one of the key pieces for Dusty May over the last couple of years. A.J. Source, that's for $1 zillion. So we'll see what happens with him. Talented guard that transferred from Wisconsin. Big kid from Rutgers as well. Clifford Amuri. Jonas Adu from Tennessee. I was kind of surprised that he hit the portal. Usually the Tennessee kids don't leave, but he will. Carlisle from Stanford. The rumor is Indiana. We'll see. He would join that Ballo and Miles Rice, and I think that would be a good little start there because they got to get some guys that can make some shots and spread the defense around Ballo next year in the Big Ten. Golden as well from FAU. All signs say Michigan. Great Osabar. Mountain West Player of the Year, Utah State. I would assume most likely Washington with Danny Sprinkle taking the job, but we'll see. Mark Mitchell from Duke. He's not the only Dukie that's hit the portal. Roach hit the portal last night, so a couple Dukies. Even the Dukies are hitting the portal. Brandon Garrison from Oklahoma State. Ryan Griffin from Alabama. The rumor is Brandon Garrison's going to go from Oklahoma State to Oklahoma. That would be disgusting. But welcome to college athletics in the year 2024, where you can go across in bedlam, even though I guess it technically is Big 12 to SEC. It's not even in league anymore. Amari Williams going over to or leaving Drexel. I saw Kentucky's going to host him. We'll see what happens there. Javon Porter, Pepperdine, Robbie Avila. I would assume that he's probably going to go from Indiana State to St. Louis. Jordan Pope from Oregon State also leaving. Okay, Tyson Belmont, Javon Small, Oklahoma State, et cetera. Dylan Mitchell, Tyrese Hunter both left Texas over the weekend when they brought all these guys out, or brought these guys in. Roddy Gale, from Ohio State. Stojakovic from Stanford. He's been rumored to Cal, so more on more combat here. But, like I said, the portal you could take, and they will take away from you as well. Let's get into the chat here. Dave talking about Connecticut. He loves his UConn Huskies. I'd like my UConn Huskies, too, if I won back-to-back national championship. Dave, Mac, if UConn lands McNeely next week and the kids, Bray from Dayton and Hassan from Villanova, and yeah, Castle's going to be gone. I think Caravan's probably going to be gone too, Dave. Sorry, I meant to keep that up there for those watching on YouTube. I think your culture will keep you as a contender. I don't think UConn's going to go away. They probably will. The odds are that they are going to take a little bit of a step back. I mean, you can't just win every NCAA tournament game by 30 and turn over your roster year after year and keep doing it time and time again. Dave makes a good point. Trey Townsend, he's also in the portal. The kid from Oakland that I know everybody remembers goalkeeper, but Townsend was the guy, the four-man that really they threw the ball to stop the bleeding against Kentucky. Almost got them the NC State win. I know he's been rumored to Michigan, Arizona, and there was one other school. Maybe it was Louisville. So another guy. He's talented. He's ready for the jump. Tim, talk about the Mountaineers. Tim, we filled out our coaching staff for the most part. It will be interesting to see what they do with their team. I know Satir Harris from Illinois is rumored. He's going to be visiting this weekend, so we'll see what happens. They did not bring any of the Drake guys, but I mean, there's going to be so much. The NBA combine, the NBA draft, some of the best players aren't even in the portal. I think we're going to see another wave of players hit the portal that nobody sees coming, even from the blue bloods. A lot more statements that come out looking, declaring for the draft while entering the transfer portal. That's my absolute favorite. Kerr did not commit anywhere. I hear he's going back to Arizona. I'm just kidding with you. I don't know where Kerr's going to go. Maybe Xavier. I know Sean Miller recruited him out of high school, but I've not heard much on Kerr, but it is early, man. All these guys like, mispronouncing your name, Arbo, John L. Davis looking for a bag of cash. They're all looking for a fucking bag of cash. That's calling a spade a spade. Store, I don't know, man. The rumor was Kansas, but he wanted too much money. St. John's, they're looking for a bag. They're looking for a bag like you guys are talking about, and they're going to shop around until they get the right price, or they're out of options in 2 months, and they decide to go to the highest bidder. So welcome to college athletics in the year 2024. I know football really took off today. It's just going to keep getting crazier and crazier. Good. Like I said, good for content, bad for the game, but it is what it is. It's not going anywhere. I know people don't like when I say that, but I mean, not going to lie to you. It's terrible for the game. And I saw that they approved the one-time waivers permanently. So this isn't going anywhere anytime soon, but like I said, light night in the portal. Let me check one more time to make sure I'm not missing anything before we get up on out of here. I see Arkansas's got a bunch of kids coming in this weekend. I'm sure BYU with the new coach, Mark Pope, Kentucky. These guys are filling out their rosters left and right. We'll be here. Cover it all, every step of the way. We got a Big 12 show, like I said, dropping. So make sure you are subscribed to the Big 12 show, breaking down the mess at Colorado football. Now that Colorado's a member of the Big 12. Make sure you subscribe to all channels on the College Experience. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, obviously. That's what you're watching right now. We're here all season long, the portal. Hopefully the portal will eventually calm down a little bit. Then we'll do some more coaching, break down what we think of each program going forward, do some NBA draft prospects, do a little mix and match with the NBA gambling podcast. I know we're not the biggest NBA fans, but we do watch these guys for 6 months. So we'll do some NBA draft breakdown stuff in the future. We'll also do some summer recruiting. And before you know it, we'll be doing conference previews. We'll be doing futures, breaking it down. College basketball is a 12-month sport now. It used to be just, hey, pick it up here in October. Who's going to be good? Who's in the top 10? You got to follow this shit all year round now, and that's what we're here for, to give you how these rosters are going to shake out, where you thought your favorite player was going to be, and said he's at school A next year instead of school B. We're here every step of the way. Go subscribe to the College Football Experience. They're doing the same shit, covering this madness in the portal. They're also sneak peeking week one, week two. I think they're on to week three next year, breaking down some of the good non-conference games. That's another thing. We'll start getting some schedule leaks, some preseason non-conference or preseason Thanksgiving tournaments, start breaking down the fields, give you something to look forward to in the fall once football season starts winding down. But like I said, subscribe to the College Baseball Experience, Omaha, right around the corner. And subscribe to the main show, the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're up next, bringing down the NFL draft. We're everywhere over at Sports Gambling Podcast and the College Experience. That's all I got tonight, fellas. I'll see you guys tomorrow night. You can find me at Moneyline_Mac. And if you want me to read off any of your questions beforehand, DM me on Twitter at Moneyline_Mac. That's all I got. This is the College Basketball Experience. And you better start thinking about yours. Mac tonight, out of here.